In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. As I was preparing for this morning's sermon, I kept thinking about this time of the year and all the different invitations that we tend to receive. And most of the invitations that we receive have to do with one thing, basically going to different holiday or Christmas parties. In our community, it seems that every ministry and organization has had a Christmas party or is about to have one. I can imagine that many of you at your offices are also having these different holiday parties as well. And one time or another, each of us in this church this morning has been invited to one of these parties. Now today, we've heard about another invitation and another kind of call. Not only an invitation, but we've also heard about those who have rejected these invitations. We must remember that we too are given a similar invitation than those who were given their invitation this morning in the scriptures. We were given an invitation to receive the Christ child. This morning, it's important that we consider this call, this invitation we have been given, an invitation to receive Christ in just over a week on Christmas. So our reading this morning begins with a man who gave a banquet. And the scripture tells us that he invited many. And at the time of the banquet, he sent his servants to say to those who had been invited, "Come, for all is now ready." The first thing we see is that there was first an invitation. Then when everything was ready, he sent them out and called them all to come and see the great joy that this man wanted to offer them. And as they were all being called, we read that each of them began to make excuses. The scripture tells us that the first one said that he had bought a plot of land and he couldn't possibly come. So he asked if he could please be excused. The next one said, "I bought 5 yoke of oxen. I have to go tend to them. Please have me excused." And the final man's excuse was that he had just gotten married and he couldn't possibly come to the banquet. So the Lord of the feast got upset and he said, "Fine, go invite others." And the servant said that, but there was still room. So he said, "Go out into the hedges and the highways so that my house," he said, "may be filled." Now, the first thing we have to understand when it comes to this parable is that it is describing the call that God has made to all those in history to follow him and also to receive his son. Some accepted this call, but many did not. The forefathers of our Lord, whom we commemorate today, did accept the call, this call to prepare the way for the Messiah, to prepare the way for the Christ. But this call continues, and it continues with you, and it continues with me as well. We too are called, but this parable does one more thing. It gives us a warning not to make excuses. It reminds us to be careful and to realize that Christ's call to follow is not one that adds a burden, but instead takes these burdens away. St. John Chrysostom once commented on Christ's call to come to him with these words, "His invitation is one of kindness. His goodness is beyond description. Come to me all, not only rulers, but also their subjects, not only the rich, but also the poor, not only men, but women, not only the young, but also the old, not only those of sound body, but also the maimed. He says to all, 'Come, come all who labor and are burdened.'" This, my friends and my family, is exactly what we are being called to. We are being called to receive Christ's strength. We are being called to receive his love. We are being called to receive his compassion, to receive his forgiveness. And above all else, we are being called to receive salvation. The interesting thing with this call, though, is that it is not one that is impersonal, but it is a personal call. It is not one that is done in the distance, but one that he came to make personally to each of us. Father Anthony Canaris once wrote, "When Jesus says come, he does not stand on the top rung of a long high ladder in heaven to signal us to start climbing. For he himself has climbed down the ladder to stand at our very elbows. He has come to us." This is exactly what we celebrate next week. Christmas is a reminder that Christ has come to us in order to personally call each of us to him. Remember St. Paul's words, when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. Christ's call is one that redeems. Christ calls us to be sons and daughters of the very promise that Abraham had received. But just like those in this morning's parable, we too have to be careful. We have to be careful not to make different excuses. A little over a month ago, the church on November 15th issued an invitation to us to come and receive Christ. The church asked us to begin this time of preparation in order to receive the Christ child on Christmas. Today, with just over a week left, preparations are just about ready, and now we are being called. Called to come and receive Christ. Called to come and receive this great joy. Called to come and receive this great strength once again into our lives. But like those in this morning's reading, there are certainly distractions. Now, ours may not be livestock that we just purchased, but it might be last-minute shopping that is taking us away from accepting this call. It might be last-minute party preparations that might be taking us away from accepting this call. There are any number of things that can distract and have us make excuses, but we, all of us, must continue to stay focused. Today, our Sunday school children are putting on a wonderful pageant, a pageant that will be cute and that will most certainly make each and every one of us smile. But it will also remind us to keep looking to Christ as we do our last minute errands for Christmas. It will remind us to accept the invitation and the call to receive him on the great day of his nativity. As we continue with this morning's liturgy, as we continue with our week, as we finish up getting ready for Christmas with our families, I pray all of us remember to first be here on Christmas. Be here at this great banquet to receive Christ, receive his joy, and then share it. Share it with all your family and your loved ones. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise.